Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he the sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper.
Lewis and Zach are back,
and they came to attack, spilling crack on the track, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yeah, the Zach and the rattlesnake spitting straight facts, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yo, the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yo, the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yo, the baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
and they making noise.
Where's the music?
Who is that? Who is that?
I don't even really like this bit, to be honest. Whoa, what the flip?
Does it look like I'm headless?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, you look headless.
Yeah. Happy Halloween! I can't breathe. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the Lewis and Zach Show. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Lewis J. Gomez. It does feel nice to be back in Studio A. I'll say that. I'll say it.
I made them do this.
You didn't make them do anything. I made them do this.
I made them do this.
They got a last-minute text message from me on my way in.
Yeah, and you know what? I said I'm going to somehow convince Lewis it's his idea.
I like that. incredible show. We're back in Studio A. I think, look, here's the thing. We're going to take what works, keep what works. Take what doesn't work, get rid of it.
Right.
All right? So you know what? We're bringing back the old soundboard. Wait, this isn't the old soundboard.
Nope.
This is the new soundboard.
It's Godfrey's
soundboard. We're switching between the soundboards. It's a better explosion.
Yeah, that is better.
That's a better explosion.
It sounds clearer. Is that on vinyl?
The gunfire sounds better.
Yeah.
We're doing what works better. It is the new Lewis and Zach Show. It's always an experiment, folks.
100%.
People hated that Ian Finance, Shane Torres episode. If you guys want to see the most hated episode in the history of my podcasting.
It started awkward. It started awkward.
It was a little funky and a little wild.
But you know what? You know what?
Blame
Shannon for everything. I do like the fact that our green screen is covering the booth. Now I can't see Shannon. Shannon, can we go to the bitch booth for a second so I can take a look at you? It's the only way that I can see Shannon now.
Make sure Panama is playing in the background.
Shannon?
While you do it.
There we go. Yeah. There they are.
Full of life.
Was Jorge always closer to the camera than Shannon? Everything's turned upside down in my mind.
Yeah, it feels weird.
Mike Figgs is here. Two incredible guests on the show. We got a lot to talk about. It's Tony Hinchcliffe week. All Tony Hinchcliffe all week. That's all we're talking about is everyone's opinion on Tony Hinchcliffe. We're going to break it down. We're going to do it. It's going to be great. Trump, how'd you feel about it?
I thought it was fucking awesome, actually.
No, Trump came out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Trump came out and was like, I don't even know this guy.
I don't
you
even know.
It?
Yeah, he was like,
I don't know him.
Don't
he
even
sucks.
Know that guy.
He's awful.
They called him the Golden Pony. I've never heard of him.
I've never heard of him. I said, who booked him? Why would they book him? I wouldn't book him. I wouldn't book this guy ever again. I think they should kill him.
Vinny Guadagnino's here. Look at him. Unbelievable. Love the Jersey Shore. Such a great guy.
But this Tony guy, I don't know. We can move on from it. I don't agree with him.
Very bad.
I think we should all be Trump. I got one
don't
Trump win.
I'm wasting my fucking time defending Tony when Trump just throws him right under the bus.
Yeah, I think Lewis is a fucking moron.
Real? He's not even a real Puerto Rican. He's not. He's a traitor.
Okay. Jones Jet of comedy. I don't care.
From the Sag Daddy to Pod podcast, ladies and gentlemen, not on Gas Digital, ladies and gentlemen. The great Brennan Sagalow back on the show.
Sag Daddy.
It does feel nice.
I missed it here. This is my first time on Lewis and Zach show.
Lewis and Zach show. Then Zach's not even here.
Lewis
well,
and
we're
Hack
getting
are back.
We're getting rid of everything that...
Lewis and Hack show. Right?
Lewis and the Swag guy are back.
Lewis and Hack are back.
Na-na-na-na-na. And also, ladies and gentlemen, from On the Gate, right here on the Gas Digital Network.
Cool.
Prioritized. Yes. Love him. The man. Go check out his show. He's fucking awesome. He rules. He didn't fuck me directly in my ass.
How did I fuck you?
Directly in my ass. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Derek Drescher
back on the
motherfucking show.
Yes. First time here at Lewis. Yeah. Lewis and Zach show.
First time on the Lewis and Zach show. It's a Halloween episode. We have little spooky skulls.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Spooky.
Defend Tony Hinchcliffe.
They were just jokes.
Tony Hinchcliffe.
They were just jokes.
Unbelievable.
This does kind of look like
They were jokes.
Doesn't this look like Ari Shaffir a little bit?
It does. Yeah. Ari defended Tony a full day after I did and basically wrote what I wrote, just in caps. I was like, really, Ari? You think you just steal what I fucking
copy
wrote?
Paste.
What did Ari write and what did I write, Shannon? Can you pull that up for a second? Pull up what I wrote first to defend Tony publicly, and then pull up what Ari, the defense thief Shaffir said. I mean, an almost verbatim. He just made it a little long, more long-winded, a little Jewier.
Yeah, he put his dates on the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, fucking, Frank. He really did, didn't he?
Yeah.
He fucking would. What a scumbag. Fucking.
Okay.
Sorry, Shaffir. But I'm going back and forth between the new soundboard and the old soundboard. The audience sounds bored right now. Come on, folks. Hey, Zach's not here. Gotta do those jokes. Incredible show planned for the day. Get away, Figs. Stop trying to look at the fucking
at the racist live chat.
Don't try to look at the racist live chat. Lev's gay uncle says Lewis. No, this is Strangle Chef says Lewis is already in costume as a brainless turtle.
Block him.
Not bad.
Block him. Yep.
No, we only got one guy blocked.
No, don't block. Put him on timeout.
Runaway Slav said, did Frank give Amy parole and an ankle monitor? So apparently Amy's Winehouse baby daddy was in the chat last night, and then Frank was like, I don't know why they won't let the full 2-week ban stick, and he had to like contact the company that runs our service. But I was like, you know what? No, let Amy Winehouse fucking, he's probably learned his lesson, and he'll probably be cool now. So just let him, maybe, let's see, is he here today? We'll see what happens. We're going to talk to the Race to Live chat. Look, if you're not subscribed, if you're watching this on YouTube, go subscribe right now to Gas Digital. You should know that we do an uncensored version of this show. All of the curse words are bleeped out. All of the shit that you want to hear, the way that we want a podcast, it's all bleeped. It's all edited and censored. Any videos we're watching are censored. All of that stuff, okay? So if you want to see the show the way that we want to do the show and the way that you guys want to enjoy the show, go to GasDigital.com. We also do a bonus episode of the Lewis and Zach Show every Friday, a bonus episode of Legion of Skanks every Friday. These are just for subscribers of Gas Digital, plus bonuses like The Thing Is, Ding, you get
Power Hour,
your
baby.
Power Hour, which is fucking hilarious.
Just had Tim Butterly
show.
On it.
Incredible time. Go subscribe to Gas Digital, and you also get access to the Racist Live Chat, which is a pretty incredible benefit. It's a whole community here. Sam Stanley says, Lewis and Zach are black. Trump Dade says, fuck you, Lewis, y'all. Dave Wheels called me a faggot.
Nice.
Go fuck your mother. Just said fucking N-words.
Nice.
Oh, brother.
Subscribe to Gas Digital.
It is truly an uncensored racist live chat. And you get the show the way that you want to get it and bonus episodes. I mean, how do you not subscribe? It's just, what is it, like 10 bucks a month, 11 bucks a month? It's nothing. It's nothing. For what you get, it's fucking incredible.
$9.99.
So, let's see. What do we have to talk about today? We can't just spend the whole time defending Tony Hinchcliffe. What are we up against today, Shannon? Oh, listen, this is what...
look at that. Green screen.
Let's see. What did I say? Yeah, you can read it as me, one of you guys. It's fine. Get it, Figs.
You sure?
Yeah, do it.
Comedians piling onto Tony should be ashamed. We make jokes, Dougie. That's what we do. Also, most of the comics talking shit are terrible comedians who don't actually work.
That is true.
A lot of them. That's how you lose the argument, Lewis.
A lot of them.
How do I lose
But
the
there
argument?
Are some where because you... Look, this is not...
Your doom awaits not a, you!
Look at it more of a...
Tell me how I lose this argument.
It's more of a criticism, because you're that first sentence, 100% right.
Yeah.
Which second sentence is just for insults, and that's how you lose the...
Just for insults.
Yeah, that's like if I'm having an argument with you, right, and I'm saying a bunch of shit that everybody agrees with, and then I go, and also, you're fucking bald and you smell bad.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be like, oh, okay, well, you don't have to...
Yeah. No, I think it still sticks. Good. Read Ari's. But read it as Ari, who can do a good Ari. I do a pretty good Ari.
Okay.
Do it.
Tony Hinchcliffe rules. Stop judging comedy of corporate sets with bad audio you discovered from social media posts. I'm not going to read it.
This is great. No, this is great.
Stop judging comedy.
I think it's great.
Well written.
You can't read. You're not good at reading,
read,
but the Ari's good. The Ari's good, baby. Yeah. Keep going.
So this Ari, this isn't just him stealing my... Let me make this point. It's not him just stealing my post.
Expanded on
because,
it.
Because, no, well, I made this point on multiple podcasts before Ari. So Ari listened to the podcast.
Okay. Of course.
He looked at my posts. He's taking my essence. Yeah. My entire identity, Ari Shaffir, is fucking Jewing me out of, and I'm not going to fucking... He's already rich. This cocksucker's already rich. And then he gives up his riches once every year. He's like, I'm just going to be poor and go live in the Amazon. And gives all of his money away and he fucking...
Good impression. It's crazy.
It makes me so mad. I'm trying to get enough traction to get to where Ari's at.
Right.
I don't care. Who cares about money?
Well, I don't care.
I don't care. I'm just going to shit. I'm just going to shit on stage and make it hard for Hankfest to ever get booked at another venue ever. It's like, what do I care? I'm just going to shit on the stage and, you know, completely commit at least 3 or 4 different crimes. That's what I do.
I'm rubbing off on you, baby.
Fucking
That's thief. A good impression, yeah. Yeah.
Fucking thief. Thief.
Thief. Okay, so what did he say?
Paul, yeah. What did he say? What did Ari say? Ari's getting his back. Stop judging comedy of corporate sets with bad audio you discovered from social media posts instructing you to get worked up about them. By the way, most comics weighing in on this aren't working stand-ups. They're writers and podcasters first. All right, calm down, Ori. I'm a podcaster first. Real stand-ups.
Shots fired there.
Real stand-ups. I also feel like that was a little bit of a
shots
comedy.
Over the bow, yeah.
They're, real stand-ups don't get angry about trying jokes. These are phonies. Just sad about failed stand-up careers. Tony is my friend. He's hilarious. This isn't changing the election. Go smell a flower. Tickets on sale tomorrow now for my March.
Oh, look, Dalton Pruitt. Dalton Pruitt with the comment. Yeah, better than equals more money.
And yeah. And Dylan with the comment, thank you.
Money.
Yeah. Thank you, Ari.
Thank you, Ari.
Thank you, Uncle Ari.
What a fucking fag-ass fucking idiot. What's he doing?
The audio was great, okay? There's no problem with the audio.
It was
very good audio.
It was not the audio. It was...
Dylan, I agree with everything you said, except for that guy, Dylan. Who is that guy? Who are you?
They call him a they-them. He's one of the they-thems. They're changing.
They're sex changing.
I can't enjoy anybody named Dylan. It's a gay name. There's no one good named Dylan
if
in the world.
If your name is Dylan,
who is it?
Do not vote for me.
Dude, I hope Trump wins just so I can fucking finally nail this impression. It's been 8 years of me working on it. We're getting close.
I lost it. I had it for
you had the best one.
Yeah.
You lost all your confidence because Shane took over being the guy at it.
No,
so then
no,
nobody wants to do it now.
That's true.
But I don't give a shit, dude. I'll say Shane stole it from you, dude.
It's my closer.
Shane stole... guys, hashtag it and tag Shane in it. Specifically,
Shane stole Trump.
I'm okay.
Say that Sagalow said this.
Sagalow said it.
Guys, quote Sagalow. Shane
Say
stole
Fink
my...
said it.
Nope.
Throw him
nope.
in.
No, nope. Hold on, folks. I got this.
Doesn't change anything.
Hold on. Listen. Wrong explosion. Not the explosion.
Brendan wants to be on Tire Season 3. Don't fuck it up for him, Lewis. He's the only one with a chance to be on Tire.
Guys, you got to quote him.
I'll stick up for myself.
Brendan Sagalow. Quote.
You know what happened?
And I quote,
I don't care anymore.
Shane Gillis.
I'm not afraid.
Shane Gillis.
No fear.
Not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Shane Gillis stole my Trump. And quote Sagalow on that, please.
You know what? Shane won't care. And I don't care. So.
Shane's
going to
call me, like, dude, did he really say that?
Dude, did he fucking really say that, dude?
He's fucking done, dude.
Okay,
he's fucking done in this city, dude.
Sagalow, dude.
Sagalow's gay.
Call him Sag Daddy, dude.
He's a white. He's a white rapper. That's
he's a
gay.
White rapper.
That's gay.
That's gay.
Fucking gay. So fucking gay, dude.
He's gay. White rappers.
Trump
gay.
Talking like Shane.
No,
frankly, that's retarded. People frankly, with Down syndrome are like dogs. Okay? Autistic people are like cats. We don't like cats. Hate cats.
Also, John Stewart
he's
coming.
Got
John,
he's got a great Trump.
Right? John Stewart coming to the defense of Tony as well,
Hitch.
Which
oh,
I thought was pretty
that
interesting.
Was cool. Look
now,
at
what
that.
Did what did John
What did John Stewart say?
Pull
I
want to
see if
please.
He stole from you and
what
Ari.
John said. That was really cool. What
Some
he
would say that he stole what I said. A lot of people are saying that John Stewart saw the Real Ass Podcast from Monday. I'm sorry, the Real Ass Podcast. Fuck!
Fuck!
No, it was from Monday.
It's a Lewis and Zach show.
I want to know what the Rizzler
Lewis
thinks
and
of all this.
Zach,
yeah, what is the Rizzler?
There's something wrong with me. I find that guy very funny. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
You can pull up the actual video of him saying it, too. It's fine, Shannon.
I like that as a quote, where he's just like, I don't know, man. I think he's funny.
I have a question, Shannon. I can't see the booth. And Jorge, you can probably just you get on mic and say this. Jorge, pull your face up, Jorge. You know what I want? New Lewis and Zach show, I want a Jorge Cameron. I want a Shammer Cameron.
Oh, Shannon is loving that mistake.
Shamrock Cannon.
Clip that, Shannon.
Shannon. You Shannon, you dirty bitch. You made me mumble my mouth. Go to the Shannon cam right now. Is she losing her mind? I bet you Shannon is spraying diarrhea all over the office right now.
Oh, she's sick?
She's so happy with me flubbing that line.
Oh, yeah.
Can we go to the Shannon cam? All right, let's take a quick moment and thank MyBookie for supporting today's show. MyBookie is an incredible platform that is going to turn your football season into your best winning season yet. Whether you're rooting for your alma mater or just betting on a hunch, there's no better way to experience the thrills of the season with a little skin in the game. I don't know if you're a big football fan or 100%. If you watch MMA or any other sports, but once you gamble on something, it changes the game.
It feels good. I mean, right now you can make a lot of money on the Jets. If they win, we need them to win. Let's do it, baby.
Yeah, right now, just go to MyBookie. They're going to keep you coming back for more. They have tons of exclusive lines, free bets, and access to VIP contests. Do not miss a single play. You can bet on anything, anywhere, anytime, only with MyBookie. Just go to MyBookie and use the promo code LAZ to claim a bonus of up to $1,000 on your first deposit. That is promo code LAZ, $1,000 on your first deposit. That's insane. Start off playing with house money right now with MyBookie. All right, where were we? Shannon?
Shannon camera.
What is happening right now? Are you guys setting up the individual cameras?
They have to set up a camera, yeah.
Oh, well, I was going to say, you guys could...
Jorge just went to Best Buy.
I will say this is a better feeling studio. Yeah. It does feel better.
I like
it.
I like the vibe.
I like the new green screen. I'm not ashamed to say. I enjoy our green screen a little bit. Nobody's just as blacked out background. It's kind of fun.
Blacked out background? Back down.
Snack down.
That's gay.
That's gay.
That's gay.
Shannon, can we go to the Shannon cam for a second?
It's not letting me add it for some reason.
It's fine. Well, let's go to one of the cameras. Let me see you right now. Shannon, how happy were you when I made that flub?
So happy.
Did it really make you happy?
It really did.
Here's what I want for the next episode. I want Shannon camera straight on shot, Jorge camera straight on shot, and anytime I call to either one, I can pull you.
You know
guys
what
up.
You should do? You should do a Shannon shot where it's of her face. You know how porn like free cam girls do this, where it's of their face and then also of their business.
Ooh,
yeah.
Like how sometimes when drummers on Instagram will have their foot on a double
exactly.
bass.
Yes. I mean, I guess that's the better version. Shannon's like, you know when you're jerking off. that's definitely the better version of it. But yeah, you should.
Shannon,
have
can
that.
We get a double bass drum pedal for your pussy?
Yeah.
Because anytime you're talking, we're just watching your pussy.
One of those like pink vibrators that she puts in her vagina, and you control it from the pad.
Shannon,
right?
Is there any? Let's go back
like
to
a shot collar.
Let's go back to the Shannon camera for a second. Is there any path?
Shamrock Cannon.
Is there any path to me getting one of those things that go into your pussy or asshole? And I can control it and turn up the speed of vibrating it and turning it down throughout the show. Is there a path to it? I'm not saying are we going to do it. I'm not saying can we do it. I'm just saying
is there a
path?
Universe that in the Spider-Verse that happens where this happens?
The path is just like a large amount of money.
A large amount of money.
Yeah.
How much?
What are we talking?
Shannon's poor, so she means like $80.
$5,000.
$25 Amazon gift card.
Shannon, for $5,000, you would. I mean,
$5,000.
I should be able to literally do whatever I want with you sexually for a full 48 hours.
No,
that sounds like a win-win to me, Shannon.
$5,000,
like American Psycho style. Like I'm gonna brutalize you. I'm gonna kill you with a chainsaw.
That's not cool.
For $5,000, for $5,000, I have to drop a chainsaw on you from a stairwell, Shannon. That's insane. Fucking crazy?
You got a deal.
Oh God,
Lewis and Zach are back. All right, so I want this
John
combined.
Stewart?
I
don't
know. Oh, yeah, we got to watch
it. He ends it with...
Lewis and Zach are back. Obviously, in retrospect, having a roast comedian come to a political rally a week before election day and roasting a key voting demographic, probably not the best decision by the campaign politically. But to be fair, the guy's really just doing what he does. I mean, bringing him to a rally and have him not do roast jokes, that'd be like bringing Beyonce to a rally and not have... Oh.
Wow.
Wow, that's good. Wow.
Why, she didn't perform at the rally?
She went and touched shit. She didn't dance. She didn't shake her ass. She didn't do nothing.
She just said, what's up?
She just said, what up?
I mean, I'm sure he's happy that he feels like it's going to steal some votes from the Republicans, though.
you know, whatever. And we'll move on because we can't make, I can't make this a multi-day thing, but I just don't think, first of all, I think it's already died down. I think it's people already moving on. It's just,
the
story was a comedian telling jokes. That was the fucking story. That was the subtext. Any outrage is developed by, and honestly, you should be, if you're a Puerto Rican, you should be more offended that the left is using us as fucking fodder. Pawns and fodder in this fucking game, right? So that's what they're doing. They're going like, oh, look. Like, no, I'm not an idiot. I know that they're fucking jokes. Right. So now the left gets to say, oh, look, Puerto Ricans, they think you're fucking idiots. But we all know what the fuck's going on here. It's that side is offending Puerto Ricans more than
everybody
Tony Hinchcliffe telling jokes. It is him telling jokes. Was it retarded for Trump to have a roast comedian roast? Yes. It was just retarded. It was a stupid move to not have the foresight and go like, oh, they're going to, like, anything can be that's going to be said. It's not even taken out of context. The context, these are racist jokes. And that's fine. I like racist jokes. That's the type of comedy that I do. But it's not for everybody.
Right.
It's not for most people, in fact.
Yeah. Right.
Right?
So, left or right.
In fact, when you look at a roast joke just in general, like, on paper, roast jokes are kind of shitty in general, right? So unless you're there for a roast, unless you're there for that specific context, I think it gets lost, right? And the jokes don't even, it's like Tony's actually a better comic than those jokes will have you believe. I remember when we did that show, Spit Roast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was doing a great job with Spit Roast. We did essentially a roast battle show where we were roasting topics instead of each other, right? And we had this concept. Now, everyone did a great job. There was great comics doing great jokes, and they were really funny. It just didn't really work. It wasn't the environment. The moment of roast battling in New York we didn't have the same special type of feel.
Yes,
so everything just kind of felt flat. It doesn't mean that they weren't good jokes. It doesn't mean the comics weren't funny. It just means that whatever it was, it just didn't really work. So that's kind of what Tony is being a victim of here. He was put into a situation where it was damn near impossible to make that type of comedy work. And it was just a misstep on that side to even have him do it, in my opinion. It was a misstep on Tony, in my opinion. He should have been like, hey, you know what, dude, the opportunity is massive, but let me not, because obviously somebody's going to take what I'm going to do, and it's going to be a walking tightrope. So,
I mean, it'll die down, and I'm sure the money was good.
I don't know, was the money good? I don't know if they paid
him. It's gotta be.
I don't even know if they paid him.
Really?
I don't think Tony cares about money.
I think he's all right.
I think he's wildly rich. He's got a lot of money, that Tony. I don't know him. I've never heard of him, but I've heard he's got money.
I'm just like sick of
pretty good. Pretty fucking
I'm gonna let
good.
It settle in. I just wanna let you do it.
I'm trying to point guard a good impression.
There is some upset Puerto Ricans though.
Dude, well, I saw a video with a Puerto Rican person saying, hey, there are tons of garbage in Puerto Rico, like these giant heaps. Do you think Tony like researched?
Those are Dominicans. The islands are close. They're close islands.
Very, very dirty.
They're dirty people.
All they do is make empanadas. They call them empanadas. As they're called. Supposedly, there really is a big thing going on in Puerto Rico.
It's kind of fucked up.
But I don't know if Tony did the research. Was trying to be
I think that's what it was.
Oh, okay.
I think it was a smart joke. He was talking specifically about that. And that was for people to say it wasn't a smart joke. Like it was. It was a misdirection. It was a good joke. You know, like what do you want me to say? Like that. It wasn't. I'm not saying every joke was great, but roast jokes in general, if you look at roast jokes for what they are, even the best roast jokes, the Tom Brady roast, if you look at the fucking Rich Voss roast, which everyone was great on, step back from it. All the roast battles, they're kind of cheese dick jokes.
Right.
Those guys, the reason that the guys that excel at roast battle, they're not really great comics ever, is because they can't really translate. They're really good at that style of joke, which is something very specific. Most of the time, guys that get really good at stand-up, they don't even waste their time doing that because they're just like, no, I'm working on my real jokes that mean something to me.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. What are we up against, Shannon, today? This day, 1938.
In 1938 was the broadcast by Orson Welles of War of the Worlds.
Wow, that happened
the day before Halloween.
Yeah, everybody got all scared, right? Panic.
Good.
What do you guys call today? Is it gate night?
Yes, that's what I called it when I was young.
Gate night.
You
go bombing
night. My son, my niece, and her friend were playing in the front yard. They were raking up leaves and jumping in them, and then I came outside with a sock full of
quarters.
No. What the hell?
Soap. Yeah, it was a bar of soap in it.
No. It was full of baby
powder?
not baby powder.
Shaving cream.
The other one. The other powder.
Baby, talcum powder.
Did he? It's powder. It's in the kitchen. It's
flour. Not baking soda.
Sugar. Not baking.
Flour.
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 Sir. A sock full of flour, and I just started beating the shit out of the kids. It ruled.
Yeah. Then it didn't hurt them at all?
No, no, they loved it. It was hilarious. But I remember when I was like in middle school, I was like, oh, we're going to go out for gay night. And we, you know, I got like 3 eggs out of the fridge.
Yeah.
I had a little toilet paper. One roll of toilet paper. Yeah. You know, me and 2 or 3 of my friends, like, we're like, oh, we're stocked.
Yeah.
And then we went out, dude, and we just saw these high school kids.
They just beat the shit out of
They beat the shit out of Dude, they just fucking, they didn't just throw eggs at us, they caught up to us, and they held us there and smashed eggs on our head, hit us in the face with fucking socks with baby powder. And we're like, oh, fuck. We're bleeding and bruised. We're like, oh, this isn't fun at all. Like, we were trying to like egg a car or like maybe throw toilet paper in a tree.
Yeah.
Like it was fucking nuts. It was nuts.
Get your ass beat, dude.
I got my ass beat on gate night in the 7th grade.
I've never even heard of this stuff.
You never heard of gate night?
We didn't call it. They called it something else, too. There's like Devil's Night. There's also, what's the other one?
There's another one.
There's more names. There is another one.
There's Devil's Night. Hold on.
You hit people with...
It's like Cooley Night? No.
No. Hold on. I'm blanking on it now.
Devil's Night, Gate Night.
Mischief Night.
Mischief Night. We called it Mischief Night.
There's another one, too, that I'm thinking of.
Fuck. Mischief Night is such a game.
General Popolis of the Nights.
Mischief.
What they called the night before. You didn't did do this when you were young?
I never did none of this shit. I just did Halloween. I didn't know.
You were such a fucking loser, weren't you?
Yeah. You were just a loser.
Can you
loser.
Imagine Fat Mike's dad walking him around to get candy?
You go, don't you want to cause ruckus with your friends?
No.
No, can we start getting candy early? Yeah.
If I do my homework, can we go trick-or-treating?
On October 25th, he's got his costume on.
Yeah, he's like, can't wait.
Are ring-dings candy? Can I have a ring-ding?
Were you chubby when you were a kid?
Yeah, I've been chubby my whole life. I was skinny in high school. I played football.
That's a good time to be skinny.
Yeah, besides that, I was fat. Old.
What position did you play?
I was offensive lineman. Mm. No, I was a center. I played the center, and I played middle linebacker. Yeah.
You were the center?
I was a center.
Yeah, big mother Yogi,
I snapped the ball.
He's currently also a middle.
I snapped the ball. I'm not even
a host.
I wish I was a middle.
It's funny when you roast someone and they get sad and they're like, I'm fucking.
Yeah, I'd kill to be a middle.
Yeah, you're like, you're kidding.
Compliment me. Thank you for the compliment, brother.
It's gate night.
Gate night doesn't. That doesn't make sense to me.
What?
Hell's Gate Night and Hell's Gate?
Yeah. Open up Hell's Gate. Gate Night.
Oh. But why do you hit people with socks?
It's a reach.
With cornstarch in them.
It was just... It was just... Why would you do that?
Why do you people...
It was you threw eggs. I thought about bringing my kid. Last year, I almost brought my son to my sister's house. I was going to egg my sister's car with him. It was hilarious.
Why would you do that?
Sebastian, don't judge me. I'm not going to be judged by Sebastian Maniscalco.
Goosey Night. You ever hear people call it Goosey
people
Night?
People call it Goosey
yeah,
Night.
I've heard that.
Goosey.
Too.
Yeah.
That's worse than Gate. Yeah. Goosey.
Mischief Night. Different bird. Yeah, someone other borough called it Goosey Night. I don't remember.
Goosey Night.
Goosey.
Queens or something.
Yeah. You see these guys are coming out.
Sorry, it's contagious.
Yeah. So that Goosey I mean that, night. But that was like sort of like, and then you in my I remember when I was a kid growing up. Maybe this was also it was almost this might have been like the dye in the pool lie.
Right. If you pee, it turns purple.
Yeah. That it might have they would say, oh, you can't even buy eggs or
on
shaving
night,
cream.
Yeah.
The week before
I
Halloween,
yeah,
they're like, yeah, they won't sell them to you.
Yeah,
and I think, but that was I was like, I don't think they can legally tell me no, I can't have eggs. I'm allowed to have eggs, cocksucker. You can't look at me and be like, no, not you. No eggs for this guy.
Eggs and toilet paper, huh?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
I have.
You don't even have a mustache, kid.
I'm sorry. I have diarrhea and I can only eat eggs.
Yes, you can buy eggs the night before Halloween, but some law enforcement agencies have asked stores not to sell eggs to minors. Minorities.
Gotta get them egg, man. We can't get a motherfucking egg. What's the problem? I try to make a scramble on this motherfucker.
Scramble
on
egg. Over easy. It's like Bubba Gump of eggs. Over easy. I can't name egg
types. I'm trying to branch a motherfucking scrimp. Huh? What the fuck, man?
Was that
Bernie more and more southern?
I like that.
Yeah, we're going. We got trick or treating tomorrow. Took off this whole weekend. Gonna relax. Watching tons of horror movies. We've been fucking really laying into the horror movies.
Yeah.
Yo, can I just say that the fucking Shining
scary.
Is the shit.
It still holds up.
Doggy. So first of all, I don't think I ever watched it front to back.
Yeah.
I think I just watched it for the first time front to back. I think it was one of these movies that, like, when you're in high school, yeah, they put on at, like, you're at your friend's house.
Commercials.
But you're not really watching it. You're just kind of half in, half out.
You know it from, like, Simpsons references.
Yeah, I watched the whole Shining. Like, I know everything that happened in The Shining from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Also, trailers back in the day gave you the whole story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched the Carrie trailer with my son yesterday because we're trying to figure out what horror
movie
it's
like 5 minutes long, right?
Doggy, the Carrie trailer is every bit of the movie. Turn on the theatrical trailer for Carrie.
Then you guys will not believe what happens. She gets blood on her. You gotta go see this.
Every part of the movie they spoil in the trailer. You're like, well, why would I even watch the movie? Yeah.
I don't think spoiling was that big of a deal.
Back then.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. If you want to get high, and I know you do, if you're listening to this show, you probably smoke weed. Why not get high legally and have it shipped right to your door with YoDelta's Delta 8 THC?
Absolutely love them. I love the gummies. They're delicious. And let me tell you something. They're pretty damn strong. They definitely work. So if you're over the age 21 and living in the majority of the states where this is legal, go to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8.
Yeah, and remember, when you check out, use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off your order today. Once again, promo code GAS at YoDelta.com. All right, where were we? Doggy, yeah, it was, and then you realize, like, I'm going through, like, all the greatest horror movies. Like, Stephen King, even though he's turned into, like, a fucking fag, like, he is, like, he literally did write all of the best horror movies. Carrie, The Shining, fucking Pet Sematary, It. I mean, he's got fucking banger after banger.
Right.
If you don't consider the slashers, like, the Halloween, the Friday the 13th, like, if you don't consider all those,
right,
he's got them all. He has the absolute best. Dude, Misery's a great fucking movie.
Is such a good movie.
Dude, it's fucking wild how good Stephen King is. So Shannon, pull up the Carrie trailer. Let's see. I hope this is the same one that I watched. Yeah, this is for sure.
It's the night of the senior prom. The Bates High School gym is alive with excitement.
It's alive.
Everybody is there.
And then Carrie's there. Now the thing about
even
Carrie,
this weird looking bitch. Yeah.
Here's the thing about Carrie.
Sorry about this incident, Cassie.
It's Carrie.
Pause it. So, I mean, first of all, if I got some bitch's name wrong, she's like, yeah, then she fucking mind flipped an ashtray.
Right, you go.
I would go, okay, you're the problem.
You're getting in school suspension.
Cassie? Yeah, you know. Cassie? Lisa, have Cassie ready for ISS.
Dougie, it's crazy. I'm not like, bullying is not right, but it is a mass overreaction. This weird, crazy fucking.
Yeah.
Psychic bitch who has magical powers. I'm sorry.
Right.
Bullying happens. The story here isn't like you murder everybody that bullies you. But as you will see in this trailer, they're going to let you know that everything that happens in this movie.
Right.
Makes fun of.
Pray, Carrie.
The girl
who
lives in that creepy house.
Creepy house.
You can't call the house creepy in the trailer.
Oh, this is scary.
They're all
going to
laugh at you, right?
Yeah.
See the sin of her days and ways.
This reminds me of my sister and her daughter, by the way. My sister's a fucking lunatic. We're watching this last night, pause it, with my niece. We're watching the trailer, and I looked over at them, and I just saw it in both their faces. Like, they both knew that this is
they were identifying
right.
with...
Yeah. You're sitting there looking at your niece, and then an ashtray flips.
Jesus Christ.
Go ahead.
If I concentrate hard enough, I can move things.
Nice. I can move things, mama.
No one laugh at Carrie. If you don't have a date to the prom next Friday, would you like to go with
me? It's the entire plot.
She's the best-looking boy in the senior class.
Go leave some for the fucking bone.
She'll be voted queen of the prom.
You know, why? Why are they telling us this much?
This is crazy.
For Carrie, it will be a...
Are they going to show the blood?
And
the blood?
In the trailer?
Do they show the blood? Yeah, they show the fucking blood.
In the trailer, he goes, and spoiler alert.
Not only do they show the blood, they show her lighting everything on fire.
And then she kills everyone.
And
then the credits come up. The DP's name
is Fire Hose
without
is wild, dude. If they would have had a black guy in there with the fire hose.
Starring Sissy Spacek, Piper Laurie,
Sissy Spacek.
And introducing John
Travolta. Travolta in his first ever movie.
Wow.
I mean, that's the last scene from the movie.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Is it like tradition for every big
look,
actor?
Look, they show her killing her mother.
Ooh.
They show her crucifying her own mother.
You have a date with
It's such a good movie too.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie, dude. Terrifying. Then they tried to do it. They tried to do it again with Chloe Grace Moretz as Carrie. And right. You're like, this beautiful girl. They're like, hey, ugly
They're
girl.
Picking on her. She's like,
she's a little weird
basic.
Looking.
Is she?
Got Moret?
Sissy Spacek looks like
I don't really. I watched it. It just didn't seem. She was pretty enough that she just wasn't going to be bullied for being
ugly.
It's She'd have crazy. A couple of friends.
Sissy Spacek has Skeletor face.
She looks like a
Sissy
fucking. Yeah.
Yeah,
she looks like a horse girl.
Yeah. Fuck Sissy Spacek.
Yeah. It's like she's a equestrian.
Which is nothing wrong with
she
that.
She got her period, didn't know what it was. How weird was that?
She goes, ew. She goes, ew. Tastes bad.
What's Misery about?
Misery is when she.
It's about your act. Yeah, I'm sorry, Chloe.
I'll be at the comic strip, everybody.
She's like, look, I'm so ugly. It's fucking crazy.
She's like, you guys are going to spill blood on me.
She would be the hottest girl in school.
Yeah.
Literally. She would be the prettiest girl in your school.
Yeah. The guy who like takes her prom is like, guys, I don't think this plan is like really that good. Why don't we like, here's the plan, okay? I take her to prom.
Afterwards, we go home.
We go to my house. And I tell you guys all about how I let her fucking suck my cock.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, horror movies rule.
They do, dude.
I've kind of fallen out of the Halloween spirit. I'm like, I'm kind of done with it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like sick of this shit.
Why? What's wrong with you?
I'm just done with it.
What's
I'm
wrong
like,
with you? You don't have fun? You'll have a kid again. Once you have a kid, then you'll...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Then you'll get into it.
Well, I was thinking about having a kid. I don't know. I really...
You were thinking about having a kid?
Not...
Like currently?
Well...
Do you have a girl?
I know there's a couple of out there. No, I was just thinking like, I don't know. I don't really have a reason to live. Right now, in a good way.
Oh boy,
you know what I mean?
Jesus,
no, not in a depressing way. Just like from a business standpoint, you know what I mean? But like, if I have a kid, I got a reason to get healthy.
True.
You know what I mean?
Nah, you got to do that stuff for yourself. Doesn't work if you do it for your kid.
No, it works if you do it for your kid.
Just shut him down, poor
guy.
Yeah,
do it for his kid.
Especially
if you don't believe, if you don't. No, I'm sick of the losing weight for the reasons for me. You know what I mean? Because all those reasons, like maybe my jacket will fit me. You know?
Dude, why don't you get just jacked? I'm getting jacked right now. Come start working out with me.
I just come in here. Let's... I'm like, are we ready to joke around? Dude.
It would be so funny. Dude.
School suspension.
It would be really, for the bit.
Sagalo,
it's
not even
you
a showed funny up, joke,
for the bit.
Don't talk about, don't show any working out. Just literally one day people are going to be like, is Sagalo fucking jacked?
I come in looking like fucking AJ and Big Justice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom. Oh, God.
Have you ever been in shape in your
Double
life, Sagalo?
Yeah. Oval.
Let's do plugs. Let's do plugs now.
All
on that
right.
note, let's plug it up, plug it in. Let me begin. Actually, let Sagalo begin. Sagalo, what are you plugging?
Plug it up, plug it in. Let me begin. Sag Daddy the podcast on everything. Listen to it now. And if you're listening to this live, I'll be in Seattle November 1st and 2nd this weekend. So come on. Tickets are available at my website, BrendanSagalo.com.
Very cool. Derek Drescher.
Follow
what
me.
Is up, doggy?
Derek Drescher on Instagram and listen to On the Gay Podcast. If you're not already subscribed to Gas Digital, use code OTG.
Whoa.
Let's go.
That's crazy. Yeah. Probably should use the code LAZ. Oh. LAZ will get you.
No. No. Use OTG.
No, use TTI.
Figs, what are you plugging?
The Thing Is Podcast, Ding, with me and Shannon right here in the Gas Digital Network. Check it out. Fig Talk exclusively on Patreon. Fucking check it out. At Comic Mike Figs. I'm at the stand or the strip every weekend. Come on through. Hit me up at Comic Mike Figs.
Come see me live on the road. I'm going to be in Waterloo, Ontario. Is that what that is? At Princess Cinemas. What a fucking faggy name for a venue. Come see me at the Pussy Hut.
Princess Cinemas.
Come see me at the fucking
Princess
Jesus
Cinemas.
Christ. Then I'm gonna be in
Killbox Comedy.
I'm gonna be in Toronto at the Killbox Comedy Room or whatever it is.
Damn, a lot of shows there.
November 15th. It's really small, so we gotta do a third one on Saturday. November 15th and 16th. And then I'm going to be at the Dojo of Comedy, Morris Plains, New Jersey. Stop talking over my fucking plugs, you cunt.
Upstairs.
Dojo of Comedy, Morris Plains, New Jersey, December 12th. Then the EMS Theater on December 13th. Going to be a lot of fun. And then we're going back to Dojo of Comedy, Legion of Skanks Live, December 31st, New Year's Eve. We're doing a stand-up comedy show at 8 p.m. and then a live podcast and countdown to the ball drop at 10 p.m., Dojo Comedy is a very small venue in New Jersey. If you guys want to come out New Year's Eve, get those tickets early because those things are going to sell out super fast. I know we're also doing, it's not on my website yet, but the Gramercy Theater, we're doing the Regs, and I'm doing the weekend before Christmas. I'm doing Austin, Texas, doing the Creek in the Cave. Going to be a blast. So come out to all of those shows, all those tickets going up, and more. Brand new tour for 2025. Lots of cities being confirmed right now, and a lot of announcements happening very soon. Check out all my other podcasts, The Regs, Story Wars, and, of course, the legendary Legion of Skanks right here on the Gas Digital Network. And last but not least, I am launching another show. It's probably going to be about a 30-minute show. The only way to get this show, it's a solo podcast. The only way to get this podcast, this is going to be the fucking insight to everything Luis J. Gomez, everything in my life. Don't fucking be an asshole, Figs.
What are you talking about?
You want me to fucking come over there and beat your fucking ass?
The whole
you fucking asshole.
Fucking jamming, dude.
The only way to get this podcast is going to be a sign up for my email list, which is going to be available through my website. So go to lewisofskanks.com. You'll be able to sign up right for my email list. You're going to get a bonus podcast plus a bunch of extra member benefits. Just a little group that I'm trying to develop and a little crew. So, yeah, be a part of the fucking revolution. The Puerto Rican Rattlesnake Revolution. That's a good name for it.
I like that.
All right. So,
PRR.
Scientific study proves which horror movie is the scariest of all time. I think that's interesting, Shannon.
Yeah, so what
was
they
that,
did...
Hereditary?
Hereditary is fucking...
Did they say?
Hereditary
I won't even watch that.
Hereditary is a goddamn nightmare.
I love
my girl
that
wanted me to go
great.
Watch... They were.
I don't want to see any
it's
of
it's older, but it was in the theater yesterday. They were playing it again. She wanted me to go watch it.
You
Hereditary?
Got it.
Hereditary, yeah.
You got
Shannon,
it.
Shannon, what is the
it's
scariest...
It's long. It's like 2 hours long.
According to science, what is the scariest movie?
Okay, I'm going to give you top five.
The game was on, though.
Oh, and we pick what the scariest one out of all those?
Oh, no. I was just going to give you the top five.
Drink.
Oh, okay.
Halloween. So number five...
Jesus fucking Christ,
we're very
Michael.
Disjointed. Do me a favor. Everyone fucking let me host this show. Let me create direction. Okay? Stop fucking pulling it all over the place. If you want a drink, wait till we're not in the middle of a transition.
I got you.
We're transitioning. We're bringing up a thing that it's already a lot of chaos. This guy's fucking texting. Fucking.
I gotta, you know.
I'm sorry.
Promote my show, you know.
Then you gotta fucking,
I think you'd be proud of me.
I'm sorry.
You could have a drink though. Can you get him some alcohol? He's having withdrawals.
May I have some water?
It's really bright in here.
Can I have some water, please?
Thank you. All right. Let's see. Shannon. Let's see. These are the top five scariest movies according to science.
Yeah. So what they did was they're saying movies of all time, but they didn't actually give the list of all the movies that they tested people on. But they used 250 participants, and they tested their heart rate and heart rate variance.
Heart rate and heart rate variance.
Yeah, to see whose heart rate raised the most.
You should do the same thing when I watch porn. Like August Ames is the scariest person of all time, apparently.
How do they? But these people with these heart, you know, things, do they have problems? They're all different people. Like, how do you know with different experiences?
Yeah,
true.
How
make
can they
you
possibly,
make a good point, Mr. Sack?
That's actually a great point. Yeah. Well, IBS they take the averages. There is something to it.
There's
250
science.
People, right? They take the averages of everything. Right. I do understand that people have different experiences, right? So if you specifically, like, I don't really give a fuck about, like, vampires are never going to scare me.
Yeah.
I don't give
a fuck. You don't think so.
The fuck out of here. I'm just not.
You have to let me into your house.
Politest beat
it.
Yeah.
I'm just not afraid of a vampire ever in my entire life.
Right.
But it's like, so even like
you should be.
The It Clown, it's just not going to, like, it doesn't scare me, right? What would scare me? Like
a serial killer. Probably what scares me is shit that's like really close to real shit.
Scared is a weird way to put it, right? So how do you even define being scared of a movie? Am I even afraid?
There was that movie.
I'm not scared of a movie.
Nah, but there was a movie about a home invasion that Zach showed me.
No, yeah, we talked about it recently on the show.
Yeah,
that
funny thing.
Like a home invasion
It's called Funny Things.
Yeah.
It was a remake of like some European movie, but a home invasion is
shot
like,
for shot.
That
too.
Is still one of the scariest things to me. Like somebody coming into my house.
When
like,
it's uncomfortable,
while
when,
I'm
you're, when you're like
or something,
this is uncomfortable. But it's never really like scary.
Pistol whipping me.
So yeah, I guess so. Like I guess, or how do you define scared? Like jump scares.
1 PM.
But like you know, what I'm saying like something jumps at you. That happens. Old movies do that a lot. A jump scare.
Yeah.
I would almost say that as an official like I'm scared during this movie. That I can get begotten on that.
Yeah.
Right?
Like if it was like,
and I guess there's a fear. Like, ah! So this is what my son does. My son has this fear of the jump scare as well. So he has this like anxiety of like, oh, it's coming up. They're going to fucking jump scare me. So he walked. Yeah. I think little kids, I'm just 42 years old. I've just put my eyes on a screen too many times. And even when there's like creepy music happening, like I'm going, I remove myself from it and I go, there's a person who's in charge of this music. There's a person who's
craft services
right off the side.
A boom mic.
They're eating food over here.
Yes. Yeah. There's that flash of light right there was a person that's doing it. Yeah. And it just takes me out of it every time.
Right.
So I don't ever really get scared. But I will say Hereditary, it's not even scary. Like, it was like this uncomfortable thing. And maybe if I wasn't a father, maybe it wouldn't have even gotten me as much. But like when the fucking kid's head gets knocked off and the mom finds out, and I've talked about it 100 times in the show. That's the most haunting scene of anything is when the mom is like convulsing, crying on the floor. Yeah.
But is that scary? It's more.
It's not scary. It's just
like,
fucked up.
You're just like uncomfortable.
It's disturbing.
Like,
the buildup. The buildup is wild.
And that's what I would say is the same thing with Funny Games. Is sorry guys, this is my fucking.
A little
disjointed here now.
There's the chat.
I don't know. Like, if
but Funny Games is the same thing where like there's scenes in it, and what's cool about that movie is they don't show the kills in Funny Games. They always pan the camera away, and they should the kill happens off camera.
Right.
But it's still the most disturbing movie you'll
when
ever
see. When
the
dog slumps out of the car,
it's fucking nuts, dog. Well, they get you first with an animal.
Yeah. They always
you
do
kill
that.
An
Conjuring
animal, you're like,
that too.
Then they kill a kid in it, and you're like, this is like, come on, it's like, dude, kids and animals, no, okay, kill. You can kill everybody else. You
there
can
is
bur-
no no.
You
though.
Can fuck it. Apparently, that movie
Terrifier.
They saw a girl in half from her pussy down. I could watch that and eat fucking popcorn all day long. I have no issue with it at all.
Yeah, a gore.
You do that
you.
To a cat? I'm like, oh, come on, dude.
Dude, in Terrifier 3, there's a scene where he's dressed up as Santa. The opening scene is he's dressed as Santa. There's a little girl that's like, Santa! And he's got, like, the face and everything. And then he has an axe, like a handheld axe.
No.
Like one of these fucking
right
things.
In the head with a little girl?
No.
If you're not killing kids and animals, you ain't getting me, dog.
So her older brother, only by, like, a year, is in the bedroom upstairs. And he's like... You know, and they're playing all the Christmas music. He goes up the stairs.
Christmas music during a murder scene is horrific.
Into the room.
Christmas music during a slow motion car accident. Perfect.
Yeah. You don't see it, but he goes into the room and you hear the brother being like, Sarah, I told you, leave me alone. And then
it shows
like
it.
That. No, you just hear it.
Oh, nice.
And he just kills that fucking kid.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
You hear it.
I gotta check it
but
out.
You hear it. You never see it.
When Evil Lurks is what you want to see.
Oh, I saw When Evil Lurks. That one's good.
That one's good.
I saw it when
Mom's
Evil Lurks
eating the brain of the kid while she's
running. Where the dog grabs
the
kid,
yokes the fucking dog, kid, dude. Come on,
almost like
dude, something with kids. Anytime with kids, and maybe I don't know you. I mean, you have a stepson, daughter, son. Do you have a child? You don't have anything to let
I
you.
I got no reason.
You got no reason.
You have Oreo.
Want a drink?
I'm my little kitty cat.
You do have cookies.
Yeah. I do have
Tate's Oreos. Right. He does chips.
Somebody needs to test the new vanilla Oreos.
It's almost like you get scared at thinking anything can happen. It's not the thing that happens.
Dude, if I saw a video of a guy like walking down Flatbush Avenue at 3 a.m., I'd be like, oh, shit. You know, that would get me. I'd be like, it's dangerous out there.
It's also scary after. When you're a child, you're more scared after because you're thinking that thing's going to come get me.
Well, so when I was younger, I sort of believed in God. I had the fear of God. I had a lot of guilt for not really believing in God. Like, I would always, like, when I was, like, 8, be like...
You'd be like, I don't believe in you. Fucking don't punish me.
No, I would think about that. I would go, I don't believe in God. And then I go, get that thought out of your head, because now you're going to go to hell, because he's going to listen to you thinking that you don't believe in him. That's fucked up.
Crazy.
That's fucked up to do to a little kid, dude. That, like, that was happening regularly in my head.
At 9 years old.
And I just be at dinner thinking this as I'm eating, dude. It's like a dark...
Millions of children live like that, by the way.
And it's a really dark, crazy thought. So when you're a little kid, you know, you would see something like The Exorcist.
Right.
And that movie did...
Freak you out.
Fucking terrify me.
Yeah.
Now, as an adult, you almost go like, it's not even like, I don't believe in God, I don't believe in that. But that movie, I still think could get me, because I'm putting my mind in the mindset of a parent... with my kid, and you're helpless. Like, there's nothing you can do. Your kid is fucking stabbing herself with a crucifix in the pussy.
Yeah.
You can't jerk off.
Yeah.
You're not allowed.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
You're having one of your barbecues. James comes out and just starts pissing on the ground.
James, crab walk to your bedroom right now.
I tell you.
Yeah.
Get on the roof and go to your room.
Turn your head around and go right to your room.
Yeah. I'll turn this head around.
You know what scared the shit out of me when I was a kid? Not the video, but the song Thriller. That part when Vincent Price would start talking. Used to, like, my parents played the Thriller album regularly in the house. That used to scare me.
Yeah.
Just Vincent Price's voice.
Yeah, that's pretty gay.
Pretty, my parents pretty,
you made it through prison, huh?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You kept that. You didn't tell everyone, right? You didn't say, "Hey guys, Vincent Price."
I know.
Scare me the way Vincent Price scared me.
I would listen to Thriller in my cell all day long. Yeah, that's what I would do. Oh,
yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Shannon, what are these scientific study movies? Give me the top 5 movies that science says are the scariest movies.
Okay, so I'm going to start. By the way, number 6 was Hereditary.
Number 6 was Hereditary.
Wow.
That Hereditary did make my heart beat.
I think
if that is the definition is heart beating,
right?
Yeah.
Then fine.
Number 5 was The Conjuring.
I think that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Number 4, Insidious.
I don't remember The Conjuring or Insidious.
Made from the people that
I heard the trailers.
Yeah.
Do you want to see any of the trailers?
No.
Okay.
Insidious.
No, if I can sit through it.
That's with the husband and wife, right?
Insidious is it's a family who is haunted by demons and dark spirits after moving into a home. It's almost the exact same premise as The Conjuring.
I thought it was the same people.
Never but it's one of those. It's one of those
it's
movies
made from the same producers.
Yeah, it's one of those movies where you know a jump scare is about to happen.
Yeah,
Hereditary, it's all jump scares.
Hereditary. The grandma's in different locations, and if you can miss it, if you like when the lights go out, if you are looking at a certain spot, the grandma's there, and that is some wild shit. That's the shit that fucking
Fix is
me.
Terrified of easy editing.
Guys, have you ever seen a continuity error? Have you guys ever watched Story Wars?
There's a scary thing that happens in Game of Thrones where her Starbucks cup is there.
Yo, it's crazy. You should see it's right there. And then it's not there.
They completely forgot.
It's there, then it's not there.
One of the munchkins hangs himself in the Wizard of Oz. For real, Doug.
Let's, Shannon, what is number 3, please?
Number 3 is Skinamarink.
Skinamarink.
No, I heard that's
never
really
seen it.
I've never even heard of it.
That was a 2022 horror film where 2 children wake up in the middle of the night to find their father missing and all the doors and windows in their house gone.
Oh, whoa, shit.
Cool.
Oh, so it's just like blank walls?
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Number 2 is Host. That was one of the pandemic movies that happens like all on Zoom.
That's Fakes that performing. Fakes opening the show.
Host.
You guys ready to make some noise for Paulie D, everybody?
The Mike Fakes story.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, scary. He's going to ask us where we're from.
F4 people make some noise.
It's a story about a hack that gets on stage and asks if you're fucking.
Yeah.
Dad, Shannon.
Number 1 sucking. Was Sinister.
Sinister. I don't know if I saw Sinister either.
That one also.
Yeah. I want to see. I want to see. Yeah, Skinamarink. Is that? Is it? That sounds fun to watch with the kids, dude.
Skinamarink.
I heard.
Dude,
is very
they
scary.
Fucking wake up and the dad's gone and there's no doors or windows in the house.
Right.
That would fuck
if you
me
really
up, dude.
Wanted,
I want to see.
Try
right.
It. If
yeah.
you tried it, you couldn't fucking find your door.
Or your or nothing.
Yeah,
dude.
Can we see the trailer? Can we watch the trailer?
Yeah, let's watch a Skinamarink trailer. I'm way in.
Are they in different, is it just no outdoor door, or is it like all the room doors, and then if they wake up in a room,
Mike's gonna be
what like, room are they waking up
in? They're
that
in a different
a
location. See, they were there.
Oh, is it a remake?
In this house.
In this house.
We say faggot and retarded.
Christopher Columbus was a hero.
What do they make?
Oh,
it
this is great already.
Yeah,
they made it look too old.
I think this
I don't like
is,
the style
I think
choice.
I think it is a remake.
Pause it, Shannon.
Because is this the
let's stop like just thinking. We have the internet
right.
at our fingertips.
Right.
We can just find
We're going,
out.
Maybe is this is
didn't she say it was 2022?
Yes, she said
2022.
I'm looking it up.
I don't need you to fucking
I'm looking
fact
it. Up.
I need you to react to the facts that are coming at us.
All right.
It is not a remake.
I told you. I fucking told you.
I told
motherfucker.
You. Motherfucker.
That's my reaction.
Okay.
2022.
So they just so made it look like a shitty old movie. I don't like.
Well, let's see how it fucking goes.
I don't like.
Did we finish the trailer?
That's one. Yeah. I mean, I've seen trailers.
It's
that
like,
aren't
when,
like that.
When they do a black and white movie, you're like, dude, chill.
Right, I hate
like
that a slow song.
Fucking dickhead. Yeah, let's just go. Come on. We got good cameras now. We don't need this.
Right. Well, maybe it changes.
You think like the Wizard of Oz? The father's gone, and then it's all of a sudden a nice looking movie.
It doesn't change. It doesn't change. I watched it actually earlier this week.
So the movie's like that?
I didn't watch the movie yet. I just saw the whole trailer, and it's exactly that the whole way through.
I can't watch it if the movie's like that. No, yeah.
It's not.
Good, let's see it.
I know for a fact.
How do you know?
I know for a fact.
You've seen it?
I've seen trailers that don't look like this.
Can we find another trailer?
What? Some fucking you're that? Art shit.
In this house.
It's like a college student's like
right.
final project.
Yeah, okay,
thesis film.
This is a video I call Skinnamarink.
In this house.
Say in this house again, cocksucker.
I dare you. I double dare you.
In this house, there are no windows.
This
and
is
doors.
Scary, though. No, this is scaring me.
Is it?
I mean, it's putting me not at ease.
I like it. I think it's
man.
Good. What is the uh-oh. Definition of being scared?
It looks like a little Brandon Sagalow when he was young.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more pounds on that kid.
Come upstairs, Brandon.
I would.
We have cookies.
I mean, a little kid crying like that, like, because here's the thing. There's no three-year-old that's, like, a good actor. So what they did is they literally are like, your dog died. Action.
We can't film today.
You know how you love your dog? Your dog is dead outside right now. Yeah. How do you feel?
And they're like, ah! Like, that is real. Whatever that is real pain, yeah. And yes. That bothers
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Yes.
The real pain actually bothers me.
They do that shit with kids? That's what they tell them on set? They're like,
isn't
your mom?
Isn't that a famous,
if you're a good director.
I believe that's a famous scene from Pet Sematary when the little girl's crying on the steps. I believe they told her pet died. Maybe I'm making that up. Shannon, Google that and see if there's any so if there's sad. Any connection between telling a kid that their pet died and filming a crying scene in a movie. Because maybe I'm just thinking of the wrong movie.
Did they ever redo Pet Sematary? That was
yeah,
a good. That was
did.
A good. How was the remake?
It was okay. Here's what they did. One great thing. Spoiler alert. On spoiler alert.
On the Shammer
spoiler
cannon.
Spoiler alert. On the Shammer cannon.
Ramen Shramen.
The one thing that they did. It was pretty good. I got to give it to them because they didn't need to be. Pet Sematary is so good. It's a fucking masterpiece.
Yeah.
They didn't need to remake it. There's nothing that happens in the movie that you need any sort of CGI or great special effects for. What made it so great was the fact that it was like this fucking just, it's a great movie and it's moody and dark and the story itself was like kind of fucked up. And,
right.
You know, so what they do is, you know, and the little kid gets hit by the truck.
Yeah.
You know, he's running to go save him. Like, you see the kids chasing the thing. And then the twist is that the little girl runs to go save him. And the little girl ends up getting hit.
Not the boy.
The boy doesn't die. The little girl dies. Okay. So that's like a twist
a
in the
change.
Movie. And it was cool. The way they did it, I was like, oh, shit, fucking
yeah,
sick.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
But that was the only thing that was, because they redid Carrie. They didn't need mm-hmm, to do that. Mm-hmm. All of these movies, they don't need to redo. Like, classic horror.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, they remade Freddy and they did it so bad. They could have remade
really,
Freddy
yeah,
right. and did it like yeah. incredible. The problem was Freddy was so iconic and Robert Englund as Freddy was so good
yeah.
that you couldn't just put a creepy guy. And that's what they did. They put a scary guy. They put yeah. it was a
the dude who the little plays guy. Rorschach. He's good.
Yeah,
that
no,
dude.
He's great, dude. He also, when you really look at what he did as Freddy, it was fucking a great interpretation, but you got to remember why people love Freddy. Mm-hmm. He was this fucking iconic, like, his personality was such a big part of it.
Yeah.
He was the first guy that had personality.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Jason was literally a mask.
Michael Myers
a fucking mm-hmm. mask.
Yeah. Freddy had jokes.
Leatherface,
yeah.
a mask.
Funny, yeah.
These guys, like, and then they kind of made this guy, like, just, it was just the creep and not any of the
charisma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the charisma was awesome. So you, by the time Nightmare on Elm Street 3 was happening, people were rooting for Freddy.
Yes,
yeah.
to win.
You weren't
yeah.
really rooting for Jason. I guess later on, horror fans and horror became such a big thing that there probably are people that are rooting for the kills mm-hmm. with Jason now, but it's almost like that's forced. Like, little kids
yeah.
were like, yeah, Freddy, fucking kill that fucking bitch.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
you wanted Freddy to
yeah.
fucking murder people because he was the shit, dude.
Yeah,
I mean,
but now it's the Terrifier. Everyone roots for the Terrifier.
Well, the Terrifier.
I've never watched any of the movies.
Yeah. So Art, they've fucked up slashers pretty much since Ghostface. Like, there hasn't been a good masked slasher since Ghostface besides now Art the Clown.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's been, like, 15 years.
Can I get a coffee, please?
They tried with, like, the... Remember they did that thing where it's like this girl keeps living a day over and over again. And
birthday wish or some
yeah,
shit. Valentine's Day.
Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler. Yeah.
That takes a little
more dark than 51st Dates.
It's a very dark
303. 51st Dates.
It is kind of a dark movie.
Okay, I guess
dates.
You're a pussy.
Yeah.
I guess you're a little bitch.
Lewis?
Yeah, yes.
So I was able to find that Wes Craven... got Drew Barrymore to cry when she was a little kid by telling her stories of animal abuse.
Yes.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
So was it in Firestarter?
Yes, Firestarter when she
was
little. And it said that she loved animals so much, so he knew this was the way that he could trigger her.
Hell yeah. Jeez, fuck yeah. You know what?
That's why she's all
that's
fucked
why
up.
She was doing cocaine at nine.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
I will say that I really do like being back in Studio A. It does feel
it
more natural.
Better.
Shannon, what do we feel now? How do you feel about today's show so far?
I feel much more comfortable in here.
It does, right?
Yeah.
And we can take calls anytime we want, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feels good.
It does feel good. It feels very natural. Everyone in the Race of Live chat, you guys tell me what you think. Do you like Studio C or do you like us being back here in Studio A? I think this is a nice little compromise. We have the background. We have a different vibe, different feel. But I have my table. I can touch things.
Yeah.
I can fucking put my coffee here. Can I have another coffee?
I need a table.
Thank you. I need a table in front of
can
me.
Can I ask you a question about The Shining?
Can you suck my dick?
Dude.
Whoa.
Wow. Yes.
Don't talk to him
yes
until he's got his second coffee.
Yes and.
Thank you,
yes and.
Yes.
It was okay to watch with like a 10-year-old, or is there tits in The Shining?
Yeah, there is.
No.
There's a naked body.
Yeah, there's one naked
oh,
body.
Oh, yeah, there's a complete nude. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Full frontal.
Yeah. Full, literally,
see
yeah,
the bush
frontal.
And everything, right?
The bush, yeah, full yeah frontal. Yeah. Pretty toit body as well.
Tight body for a little bit. And
pretty
then
toit, and then
great.
She gets a little less toit.
She gets a little less
toit.
She gets a little, yeah.
She's a little less
your stepson's Dominican fully?
No, he's half. He's
how
half,
old is he?
What's the other half?
10.
He's 10?
Puerto Rican Dominican.
We should go fucking play date with the kids, dude.
No, fuck you. I don't want to be with you. I don't want to hang out with you, prick. How about that?
How about that?
Let's totally do it. I'll tell you down. I'll totally down.
No, we should do a play date. That'd be fun with the kids. It'd be a lot of fun. And so we watch it with my niece. She's dealt with real horror in her life. She has her mother as a mother. So like yeah my niece, she just like giggles like a little crazy person with something scary.
Okay.
And we watched it with my son. My son knew the scene was coming up, and he also was, because he watched the movie, virtual reality movie.
Oh, Ready Player One?
Ready Player One. And they parody... there's so many like
yeah.
It's that's a fucking sick movie.
Good
it's
film.
So good.
That is a
loved
great.
It.
You know what?
Great movie.
It's a great shroom movie. I've yeah never watched it on shrooms, but there are good shroom movies, and I bet that's one.
Visually
of them
speaking, it's so awesome. Yeah. They nail it. They nail it with all of the member berries and the nostalgia shit.
Yeah.
Like, dude, it's just clever and funny and really good, just front to back. I think it's a great fucking movie. I watched it with my kid a couple years ago, and they parody that scene with the girl in the bathtub. So my son was terrified of it in Ready Player One.
Yeah.
He was already afraid of that scene.
Great.
So when it was coming up, he was like, ah, he was like, I can't even watch this. So he censored himself from watching the chick.
So he missed the titties.
He didn't want to see the titties?
He saw for a second. He knew she was naked, so he kind of went like that and then went. But also, I'm a little bit more strict about him seeing like nudity and shit.
Yeah.
Than his mother.
So
his
fucking.
His mother's like, it's the body. It's nature. It's you know.
Yeah, but you remember what it's like to be a little.
I remember being 11 and having a hard on in front of my whole family and being like, well, now I got to sit here for the next 20
right
minutes.
Right.
So yeah, it's sex is more like.
You don't want him watching sex.
I don't want him watching like, even like. Gratuitous, like real, like if it was like fucking spitting and sucking on nipples and like really like overly, if they were just like making love
what
in the scene,
are those
yeah, what movie the fuck are you talking about? Where they're sucking on nipples.
Okay, in Deadpool, there's like over the top graphic sex scene where she's using dildos on him.
Oh,
she's
right,
like,
yeah,
it's funny,
oh,
you know what
yeah
I'm saying?
Yeah,
but it's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah
definitely
right
without a doubt over the top.
Right.
Okay.
So it's not just like a sex scene, like, you know, even like a sex scene, just a little bit uncomfortable to be watching with your fucking 11-year-old.
Yeah.
You know? Want to be watching fucking, you know, because you know what's going on in his head.
Yeah.
He's going, ew, but you know, you're like, I know what you're fucking. Every
well,
time
it's
you
also
say,
probably uncomfortable that he's watching it with you.
Yeah.
That's not a good feeling.
It's fucking crazy, dude. He's almost 12. It's
That's wild.
He's becoming a young man.
A young man.
Yeah. I thought I was a pervert because my mother was a prostitute and I walked in on with her having sex with Johns. It's like, no, no, no. It's just our bloodline. We're little perverts.
She only fucked guys named John?
You know what? That's good.
Dude, that's wild. That happened often with you?
What?
You would see your mom banging.
I only walked in on my mom having sex with a John one time, but I was maybe four, and I knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Nobody had to tell me. I was like, oh, she's having sex with him for money.
Did he say anything to you?
How did you know that?
Get out of here, kid.
No, she did.
How did you know it was for money?
I just knew. Whatever it was, I just had an intuition where I was like, she's not having sex with him for pleasure.
Jesus Christ.
This is for money. This is a transaction.
Yeah, I'm fucking working, Lewis. Get out of here.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Damn, what about the
story? Now I look at you different.
No, it's a hot story. You guys can use it.
I thought your dad was the bad one. I thought your dad was the
good one. My dad wasn't the good one.
I thought your mom took you to wrestling shows.
My mom did. Here's what happened. My dad died when I was four.
Oh, damn.
And my mom relapsed on drugs. And because she stopped using drugs once she had us. And then my mom relapsed on drugs. Okay. We went to go live with my Aunt Amory, who still lives with my sister to this day, who helped to raise my mom, helped to raise us, helping raise my niece and
this
my son.
Fucking ladies raising everybody.
Jorge, play Christmas music.
My Aunt Amory is the fucking best. Slow motion car.
This Christmas.
My mom used to fuck Johns. I was three and aware.
But no, my mom came back when I was like five or six. It was like a year or two where I lived with my grandma. My mom came back into my life because, you know, she was having to kick a drug habit. And I didn't know any of this. But then she came to live with us. And then my mom had probably like a six-year period. It feels longer than that, but it was genuinely maybe a six-year period where she tried to be a good mom. Mm. So she was like my Boy Scout leader. She was my sister's Girl Scout leader. She would like, you know, she did, you know, the Little League baseball and the karate, and she was just really trying her best. It felt like a much longer time because you're a little kid and it's your whole childhood. But realistically speaking, my mom only had a good 5-6 years in her.
Right.
Then she got back. Her mom died. She just got back struggling on drugs. Yeah. And yeah, it was a real struggle. But she was on like methadone, which was like a little orange
liquid. It's a replacement
liquid
for
Yeah, so my mom was really never clean. She would, every night she would go to bed.
You
and
can
she
live
would,
a good life on that,
she
though.
Did. No, yeah. She would use it at night. She would go to bed at night. She would. She told me she had a, it was her back medication. So she had a bad back and she would, and it would make her drowsy. So she would go and she would just take her methadone and she would conk out. She looked so happy.
A bad back.
She looks.
She's doing that fucking heroin lean.
what happens with the methadone is eventually you won't get high from it anymore, but it'd make you drowsy.
Her drowsy and she would just smoke cigarettes in her bed and almost burn the house down every night. And that was like my whole childhood. And then her mom died. And once her mom died, her mother was, my grandma Jane lived in Paterson, New Jersey, this old lady who she just supplied the neighborhood with like pills. She got like whatever it was. She was scamming different doctors for prescriptions. So she had literally
Percocets, Vicodins,
an entire dresser, entire dresser full, every drawer full of different types of pills. And once we cleaned out my grandma's house, my mom literally had access to this fucking drug dresser, and she fucking took everything home with her and got rehooked again on drugs.
Man, that must have been such a good feeling when she opened that
the
door.
The first week, my mom was like fucking, you know, clicking her heels in the air. Yeah. Like,
are we going to adventure?
But yeah,
Lewis, let's watch the Goofy movie again.
But it felt like my mom was like, you know, a good mom. Yeah, she took me to WrestleMania 11. We went to the WrestleMania 10 fan festival. She did try.
Yeah.
She just was a dumb fucking junkie.
It's a disease.
Yeah, it's legitimately like, you know, she did as good as she could do with what she had. I feel bad for her. Realistically speaking, look, I'm fucking, you know, I had my son when I was 30. She had me when she was 20. She had my sister when she was 18, right? She was a fucking kid. Yeah. She was abused. She got with a guy who was murdered a few years later. She was left with these two kids. I have empathy for my mom.
She didn't get a good hand dealt to her.
No, she's a terrible hand. But I also have my own life philosophy, and I have a tattoo on my arm of a 2-7 off suit, which is the worst hand you get in poker. And that's specifically what it means. Like, play your fucking hand. I didn't have a good hand dealt to me, right? And I played my fucking hand in life.
But in poker, can you choose not to play that hand?
But you don't
isn't
win.
Isn't that the point of poker?
You don't win by not playing.
You get a 2-7, you go,
I'm out.
I fold.
I fold. Right?
But the idea is you can still win with any hand.
Yeah, right. You don't know what everybody else got.
Right.
When did you lose your mama?
I was 22.
Damn.
Yeah, I was 22 when it happened. So,
well, this is a good thing to close the show on.
No, we're doing good. It's fucking hilarious.
Insert Kratom ad here.
So she was
$60 kilos.
Hey, guys, let's talk about the $60 kilos, Dougie.
Yeah. Well, no, I just whatever. I just I as an adult now, I look back and I go like, you know, I feel bad for her. She didn't really try hard enough, but she didn't have the ability. Like I have a fast twitch muscle fiber in terms of like my own belief in my ability.
So she was 42 when she passed away.
No. She was younger than that, I think. Or maybe she was. No, she was 42. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Oof. She was my age.
I mean, nowadays she probably would have had a better shot at making it. It's just recovery stuff is.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. And then we got kids now. I think, you know, my son and my niece probably would have given her a different, you know, outlook on
more
things.
More support system, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is what it is, bras. For Halloween, this kind of fun, Shannon. Lizzo is dressing.
Great segue, Lewis.
We should have had Lewis at the rally.
He would have killed. He's actually Puerto Rican.
Puerto Ricans are so strong-minded, people. They really are. This poor guy dealt a really bad hand.
Lizzo.
That might be the best Lizzo I've ever heard in my life.
Sorry.
Lizzo is dressing up as the South Park Ozempic Lizzo for Halloween, which is
she lost weight.
So funny.
Yeah, that arms.
That's all you got to do with shit like that.
Crazy.
It made me respect her so much.
Me too.
When she came out and fucking reacted to it and laughed, it was like, what a breath of fresh air.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, well, she's like sexually harassing her dancers.
Yeah,
so
she's got it. This is the only road she's got. Yeah.
She can't like pick a fight with the South Park guys. Yeah.
She made a guy like put a banana in his ass.
They bought the Casa, what do they call it?
Oh, Casa Bonita. Did you watch that documentary?
No, I never watched the documentary, but my friend lives near it. My buddy James Meekum. Shout out James
Meekum. I
want to
go so bad.
Basis for Salty Black Flower. Apparently, there's a waiting list.
Yeah,
for like long. Months. He's going into April. He posted. He's like, dude, going to Casa, whatever, in April.
That guy said, one of the owners, the past owner, said on a good day they get about 5,000 people in there.
That's
what
crazy.
Is it? Isn't that crazy?
Can you pull up video of the real one? Well, so South Park did. I didn't realize it was real until after. I mean, I'd seen that episode maybe a dozen times.
Dude, yeah,
which is also one of the best episodes. South Park. Also, if you want to watch South Park with your 10-year-old. There's a list on Reddit of PG-13 episodes of South Park.
Really? Okay. Yeah,
so that aren't like super over the top. They're all Butters.
Is that on there?
That's on there. It's all Butters storylines. It's so fucking funny, dude. Yeah. Fun with Weapons, where they go to the...
Hey, let's go kick out city.
Dude, it's literally... there's almost nothing dirty in the episode.
Except for the fucking...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it's like a little bit of violence. Dude, it's so funny. These are glowing dogs.
So good.
Woof, woof.
He's like, oh my God, somebody hurt this dog.
I don't think people realize how much South Park has influenced every comedian that's like working now. Like,
dude,
we all grew up on South Park. It was such an important... Such a funny fucking show, dude. Yeah. They took so many chances.
It's kind of like if you're a funny comic, you kind of sound like South Park right now.
Yeah, you kind of do. If you listen to Legion of Skanks, we regularly do South Park impressions.
Yeah.
You can go through and be like, oh, that was South Park, that was Cartman, that was, like, regularly. And also, you hear It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia a lot.
Right.
Listen to one episode of It's Always Funny and go listen to one episode of South Park and then listen to Legion of Skanks, and you're like, these guys are fucking hacks. These guys are fucking hacks.
Sunny's the best.
But what is it called? Casa Bonita.
What is it?
It's a real place. It's almost, I want to say, it's a restaurant that, but also has like a mini amusement
elevator pitch. It's Disney World meets a restaurant.
Okay. Is it that big though?
It's huge.
It's not
as big as Disney World.
With South Park like characters and stuff in it or no?
So Casa Bonita is in Denver.
Yeah,
right?
it was just a place.
It's a staple. It's this incredible restaurant / amusement park.
And there's cliff divers.
Kids run around. There's different places. Blackbeard's Cave and all this shit. It was closing, right? A couple of years ago. 2020, it was closing.
Nobody gave a shit.
I mean, actually, everybody gave a shit. It was closing. It was like, at Denver, everybody was like, we gotta fucking
save
it. We gotta save it. It's sad, blah, blah, blah. So Trey Parker and Matt Stone...
They bought it
for $6 million.
But they did an episode called Casa Bonita years ago That's one of the funniest episodes specifically about Casa Bonita.
They bought it for $6 million. They had to renovate the entire thing. It was so much more of a big thing, and they were like, we're already in this. And it cost them $40 million.
Are you fucking serious?
$40 million to like renovate the whole
dollars,
thing.
$34 like, million
is
renovation.
Is it sick now? Is it awesome?
They bought it for three. They thought they were going to spend six.
They spent
they
40.
They spent 40.
Jesus. Holy
shit. But apparently now it's like a crazy waiting list to go. Like, you can't get
huge.
In.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's great. List.
Yeah, that's so fun. We should get tickets and just go. We should get
I know.
A group. Let's just get a crew.
I know.
We'll do a show in Denver.
Yeah.
We'll just book the tickets far in advance.
I'll host.
We'll do
What am I going to do?
You're like security shaman. Like, if people talk about heroin, you'd be like, oh, no, you could actually be okay nowadays. You do that.
Fuck you, Mike.
It's fucking funny.
You want to host?
Yeah. We should go, though. It's going to be,
that would be awesome.
Gonna be sick.
That would be awesome, dude.
We're not invited.
Somebody
We're
said Skankfest Casa Bonita. Dude, Denver is honestly still on the table for Skankfest. We're talking
that would
to people
be cool.
in Denver right now. The only problem with Denver for Skankfest, the only problem, is altitude sickness.
Really?
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
We would lose 25% of the attendees day one to alcohol sickness. They'd have to like go and like
go
rehydrate.
To the ER
like,
and fucking get...
I didn't realize that people say it, and you're like, yeah, sure, dude. I didn't drink enough water my first day. I got sick.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What if, can't you just have like ambulances on standby and stuff like that, or does that cost money?
No, we always have ambulances on standby.
Yeah, you don't really want to have to use the ambulances.
Yeah.
Need IVs Skank and all that shit,
Denver,
right?
Denver, man. That sounds cool.
Let's see. We're going to wrap this one up. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys for watching. We'll be back on Friday. Zach and Miko back.
Big Zach.
Where's Zach? With Insane Clown Posse?
Insane Clown Posse right
posse.
Now.
Let's
so
go.
That's
Friday.
Sick.
On Friday, make sure you guys come watch the show. It's exclusive for subscribers. So if you guys are watching this elsewhere, make sure you go subscribe to the new Gas Digital. You know when I'll say this? I'll fucking say it. Because when this comes out on YouTube, this will be true. We're doing, for the month of November, we're doing 14-day trials. So when you use the promo code LAZ, you get a 14-day trial of the brand new Gas Digital. So see if you guys like it. Use it. We're only doing it for the month of November. It's our Thanksgiving promotion. We got rid of free trials maybe 6 months ago, and it's been great, best decision we ever made for the network. But we're going to do it for some new people. Maybe people have been on the fence. They don't know if they want to try the new Gas Digital. Try it for free, 14 days. Use that promo code LAZ, and that'll be just for the month of November. But you guys are the shit. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Friday. Until then, good night.